You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Guy, Kijana Owens, the Grind Allergies. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Man, it's not only Monday morning, it is the first Monday morning of November, man. We're coming down the fourth quarter stretch, down the backslide, man. We are in the right position at the right time with the right people with the right motivation, man. You are on the right station. This is Kijana on the Grindologist, Dr. Grind, We Talk Radio. You are listening to the Monday Morning Grind on We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com. I'm fired up this morning. Man, I'm fired up right now. Just excited about new month, man. It's time to get that ballot in, right? It's a lot of stuff going on out there, so I do want to take a moment to make sure that we get a PSA out there about how important it is to get that vote out, man. You know, my co-host, my man out there delivering that mail, rain, sleet, snow, fire, wind, slate, it makes no difference. He's in the front line, so you know about that, man. We got to get that ballot. So, real quick, I'm going to share this information with you so you can get that and be ready. Would you let them hear about how important it is to vote?
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter and make our community and our country stronger. So make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. Know the candidates. And vote fire on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org for registration and election information. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
That's what I'm talking about right there. So get out. Or whatever it is, you know, if you got an opinion, make it count. Or whatever your opinion is, that's what counts, you know, what you have in your heart to do. Man, today, good morning, on the grind, I am fired up because we're going to make an impact this morning right here again as we do, look to do every morning on this show. This whole network is about making an impact. This morning I was moving. We were on a training this morning. I get the day early. That's why I believe, you know, this is one of those shows that if you want to get an impact going through your day, momentum builds upon itself. So early morning is the time to get it started for me. You know, so I'm a late bird. This is about the early grind. But have you ever thought of, you know, mentality in the mindset of whatever we want to accomplish, right? One thing today, what we're going to talk about is change your thinking, change your life. See, it's a thought, how you see it, how you see the process. I got a backside to that right there, but just on that right there, I'm going to open up the floor. I got that amazing panel again. You know, they're always on point, up to the task. And I know out there in Ontario, California, my main man, Mr. Neosha Morris, out there rain, sleet, snow, delivering that mail. Also looking for a six-figure income as an additional side. This is the kind of guy he is on the grind. Man, good morning, my man.
Man, great morning to you, Mr. Owens, man. Excited about and to be on this show with you again in this amazing panel. Man, thank you so much for having me. Man, let's get going.
Hey, man, you out there in the front lines, you know, let's get right on to it. You delivering those ballots out there. It's a time where people are, you know, really making some important decisions on what's happening around here with so much. We got COVID, we've got situations, man, we got unemployment, we got so much going on right now, casting that vote. How important is it? If you're on the front line delivering that mail, it's important to you to get it done. How is it important for people to put their ballot in the box?
Super important, man. To get that ballot in the mail or get it to your nearest voting center is super important, man. This is one of the most important elections, I do believe, in my 55 years that I've seen and been a voter myself. So definitely, it's super important. Whatever you have to do, get your neighbor, family member, if you can't make it to the poll, to drop off your ballot. But definitely get those ballots to the polling station so your vote can be counted and your voice can be heard.
Man, this is a gift. Anything that we face in life, it has a relative value somewhere that just makes sense. So I'm going to make this whole thing make sense about change of mind, change of life, and include the vote with it. See, when you change your mind, it means that your vote matters to you, right? You do what it takes. You do the work that it takes. But guess what? It never looks like what it's supposed to look like. See, when you think it's going to be this way, when you think it's going to be that way, you're going to have to do some work. Man, just take wedding, take marriage. You know, on the brochure and the cake, it looks all like this. I guarantee you, when you get in the underbelly of it, man, it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. You're going to have to water your grass. You're going to have to do the work. And in this time of now, we're going to have to do the work if we want anything to change. I got to go out there to Dallas. I know she's chomping at the bit. A difference maker, a visionary, an author maker, a success builder, an early mentor of mine, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn. Extraordinary to have you on board this morning. Good morning to you, man.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I want to say good morning to you and Theosha. I mean, it's just great. And I love the topic that you picked for today. It's really awesome. You know, changing your mind, your mindset. As my favorite book says, as a man thinketh, but I'm going to say as a man and woman thinketh, so is he or he.
You know, you're exactly right. None of this stuff comes from anywhere else but the Bible. You know, it's all, we may say it differently, we hear it differently or whatever else, but when you look at the text, it's in there somewhere. I'm a man of the grind. So the faith applies somewhere in the Word. I thank you for that because absolutely, it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. And I'm going to use, you know, Moses out there, right? How long? Wait a minute. You said it never looks like what it's supposed to look like, but you have to do the work. And in there now, I do want you to reference the importance of the vote as we talk about a change mindset and get going this morning. Now, how important is it, you know, to be involved in this process right now, importantly today?
Oh, it's so important. I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't cashed your vote yet, get out there and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for as long as you do vote because your voice matters. What you do, what you vote on matters. It can make a difference. You know, long time ago I heard the Lord speak to me. He said what it looks like is not what it necessarily is. So you got the change just right in your hand. You know, you spoke about Moses. Moses didn't know how he was going to cross the Red Sea with all those people, but the Lord asked him, what's in your hand? What was in his hand was a staff. He put that staff in the water, and it parted the Red Sea. So I want to ask the listening audience, what's in your hand?
Oh, man, so you got to have me stuttering now, right? All right. So here it is, the faith, right? Here's the work. So the grind to it is, hey man, I give you the tools. You ain't gave me nothing. I'm gonna make it real sense. This is practical stuff here. I took a class in math. I hated it. I hated. I despised. I couldn't stand geometry and algebra, it didn't make sense. I thought it would never be applicable in my life. I went to my counselor. I said, it's got to be something that just makes sense. They had a class called Practical Math. It just made sense. Bobby bought the apples. I mean, it was practical to me, right? Some stuff, right? You know, a little bit more than that, but basically the stuff. So here's practical stuff. Listen, so he says, hey, listen, I give you the tools. No, I don't have nothing. What? I love the lawnmower scenario, man. You got a lawnmower. You said you wanted to start the lawn and garden. No, that man, it's all within us, right? But it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. We have to have a changed mindset. Man, I got an amazing young man on the line this morning too. He's a man of the DNA of the grind, you know, my DNA directly. Mr. Roscoe Leones, whom I call Dad.
Yes, sir.
There he is right there. Good morning. So, man, DNA of the grind, you know, first the vote. I know how powerful you are in the community. Whatever somebody thinks and feels, you know, you have your opinion, but put the work to it. How important is the vote?
The vote, how important is the vote? Frederick Douglass, should we go back that far? Maybe Crispus Attucks. I don't know how far we should go back to say that we matter and what we think matters. And in this society, because we run it on a democracy, the opportunity for being rich is to vote. People think they're not rich because they don't have the money, but they have the vote. We have the say-so. We have the power. See, knowledge is power. When activated, without work, does not activate. But if you work on your faith, you activate. So vote, activate. Everybody. And it does matter who you choose, because who you choose through small parts of the government all the way, and I mean small parts of the government, meaning choosing in your home, from there in your community, from there in your state, from there, and it goes on. So, in short, yes, sir. My vote matters. Real. In fact, we collected votes from family members to be sure that they got the vote in. You know, Jeanette don't play. She got collected all that stuff up, and we went directly and put it in early. But
my
vote
man.
Matters.
Wow. Absolutely. So I wanted to get that information out because, you know, as I like to, you know, stay within what's going on around it with solutions. This solution is one of the most, it's already a situation. So the solution is to cast that ballot and make sure that we get, you know, your opinion,
absolutely,
your vote matters, you know, make the change. So change is what's happening right now. We sure need to change. But it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. And it changed mine. And speak on that, Mr. Arnold. I'm going to stay right there with you. You're getting a part of the DNA. Now, this man used to tell me this kind of stuff like 5 or 6 or 7 years old. So, you know, here you go. I'm still trying to understand some stuff. So share with us, you know, from the DNA.
Okay.
You know, it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. It always seems like it's supposed to, man, come on, talk to me.
See, you know, I'm going to tell you, I live where I take my walk in the morning, and sometimes it's very cloudy, and you don't even see the mountains, but you know that they're there because you've seen them. But, you know, somebody that comes up and can't see the mountains, I said, well, there's a mountain up there. And they said, no, there isn't. I can't see no mountain. Well, the view is only very short because the fog is in, or the smog or whatever is in the way. But once that clears out, you say, oh, wow. Not only are there mountains, there are tall mountains. So the view could be very deep or very shallow. It depends on, you know, a lot of things, a lot of part of the upbringing, part of the community that you came up with, the academics that goes into the schools that teach you one thing, that you learn that that was not the thing that was going on, but that was the thing that they was teaching.
I'm sorry. You almost you covered down the pew. You made me jump up. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go back to the arts. The arts.
Okay.
See, art entertains and magnifies. So the United States decided to magnify the fact that we had big lips, ate watermelons, didn't think, blah, 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 and sent that all over the world as information to share with what African Americans in America were doing. So they gave that. Then they did the blackface, and they came on, come on, come on, come on. But, you know, the bottom line is, if we vote, if we care, if we know that faith doesn't work, if you don't work, you don't activate. I was looking here this morning at a good friend, a mentor, a teacher as well, Annette Patterson. You're talking about life changes. See, it's the way you see it. A total life change, you know, could be in health, but a total life change is through the mindset of I get to. So I don't want to get into the get to, got to twins, but I'm going to turn it back to you, sir.
Man, I'm gonna say this right here. When you're talking about it, never looked like what it's supposed to look like, right?
Mm.
That changed mindset. You think it's, you know, right? I love the marriage. You know, you go over there and they got it all. You know, they get the real nice roses and and they got the music and everybody comes out and then. And a couple of years later, you look at that white feet, right? You know, all the stuff that goes on, man. You know, hey, man, my wife had to tell me, you got to get them toenails. Listen, the real stuff, man, that goes down, you know, in life. When we face adversities, when we face situations, all the things that you just referenced right there, you know, in heritage, when it never looks like what it looks like, I'm going to check that in for today. See, when they were teaching us what to do, and I like to say they are everybody else, but you, the system says, hey, get a good job, get good grades, 12 years, go to college, go to that system, take out a loan and get a great job, take care of your family. Work 40 years, retire. They taught that system. So what this system is, a broken system, and they still teach it. See, this is what I mean by it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. That's the teaching right now, man. Change mind. Quickly, sir. Yes, sir. Back to you.
You know, I was going to say, it's not, in my opinion, not a broken system. It's a system that continuously changes. It's like from riding a horse to these cars coming in, that was a broken system. No, it was a changing system. The system continues to gravitate, and now it went to having some cars to Mr. Ford or whomever it was, might have been his people that understood that and developed that opportunity to do mass production. And then mass production became a thing which changed from an agrarian society to a productive society, and we were producing and we were developing, and we had, talking about voting, that's when they start really pushing the fact that, well, wait a minute, why is it only men that have property can vote? All men need to vote, so they went with all men. Then the thing said, well, look here, since we're all people and we all live here, what about all men and women? Well, you know, oh, we're going to have to let them brothers in now. Oh, wow. So, you know, here we go. That's the scenario that has developed. So we are developing new. And now, see, what we were teaching, this is my generation, get a job. Stay there 20 years, 24. I've had some friends that did really well. They stayed 24 years there. They did 20 years in the service. And now they have retirement from two jobs, which has been very effective for their income as seniors. But everybody, now the change, not the fact that the system is wrong, the change in the system has gone from the productive society to we became purchasers. We became consumer of society. And in the consumer branch of society, developed this way to consume online. So now we developed this whole online virtual understanding of what our society is. And if they haven't changed, that's why they haven't had a real deal about gig workers. This is a gig society, period. Working from home, period. If I had a job and I had to go to work every day, now I save it because I stay at home, and then I can get an increase in salary because now I'm utilizing my home to do the work for these other folks. So now, but if you haven't made those changes and understand what the company needs, therefore these young students that are coming out of college, and I'm going to finish this, or even out of high school, even coming with a GED and learning a trade and things like that, the opportunities are changing every 3 to 4 years. It used to be, you know, a couple of decades, but it's now, it's moving at that rapid pace. So I do see the fact that they are going to issue funds to the society in order to keep the economy rolling, because if I don't have any money, I can't go to the local store. Everybody can't go to the local store. The local store fails. But if they give me enough money to sustain myself and I go to the local store, and it's not a gift, it's a transition in the kind of economy that we're going to have. But I'm through with that.
Well, here I'll add absolutely to that, Mr. Owens. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up the floor because I know we got a ample amount of energy on the topic. It never just looks like what it's supposed to look like, and it changed mindset. The floor is open to the panel, man.
Woo-wee. I tell you what, Mr. Owens. Hey, both of Mr. Owens, senior and junior. Tell you what, man, that's amazing, man. We're talking about changing our mindset, change our thinking. And, man, that's some powerful information, because when we think about how we were raised and trained and ingrained on the system that we have today about going to school, getting good grades and graduating and seeking that amazing career, today that's in the past. That's behind us now. So you definitely have to change your thinking, because now we have the internet, free enterprise. So now we can take the 1945 or the 1960 thinking and apply that to 2020. Now we could apply some of the things, some of the values and things that we grew up with, but actually the way we do business today is totally different. So we definitely have to refocus our mind and our thinking, and we definitely have to change it, because it won't work today in 2020. What you got?
Well, you coming down the pipe, I'm going to tell you this right here. This is so it was a time when, like Mr. Owens said, that they had this big old thing that you had to move out of the back room that they called a computer, that you could only have in a big, big room with a whole lot of data and everything else. And it was the crazy people that I was talking about, man, they're going to have a couple of those on your desk, and pretty soon it'll be in your pocket. There was transitions that making place. And so when you put yourself in a changed mindset, people will change mindsets, attract to you, and you start being weird. Adele, I know how you feel about that being weird, because the transition and adjustment, like Mr. Owen just said, you're absolutely right. It's not just a broken system. It's a system that's making adjustments and those that can make adjustments, because it is back to the beginning. It never looks like what it's supposed to look like. Think about when it transitioned to the debit card. What's this?
Yep.
I'm going to keep all my money. They ain't even getting my money. Right? I'm going to keep my cash under the bed. Yeah. You see about that. Now, over to the power.
Oh, it's funny. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Owens, because it's funny how we used to keep cash on us now, and we still should keep cash on us, because they're trying to turn everything into a card system, a debit system. So if you got a card, you use your card. But what if everything shuts down? Technology shuts down. Now, excuse me. Now you don't have the cash. You don't have the money because it's locked up. You've got to change your way of thinking. And I'm so glad that you picked this subject today, because I was just thinking about this over the weekend. It came to me. You know, the way the system is right now, you know, they shutting things down and we're quarantined. They said we got to quarantine. We got to do this to avoid the virus. So what can you do right now that when you come out of this, that you're so much farther ahead? You know, Mr. Owens said earlier how they, you know, try to keep us locked up, whereas they'll give us money. Absolutely. They'll give us money. But that's so we can take the money that they give us and put it back into the economy. They're looking at that. They look at our spending habits. So instead of us taking the money and putting it back into the economy, we need to put it back into our communities. We need to start thinking. And so as I was listening to everybody, the thing that came to mind for me was Black Wall Street. Come on, let's start thinking. How can we help the community? How can we help our community so that we strengthen our community? The money that they give us, thank you, government, for giving us the money, but we're putting it back in our communities.
Now we're going to be passing around the plate. Now, what I want to do here is we're going to get to the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to come back around, and we're going to talk about, you know, creating that economy. We're going to talk about, you know, vehicles to create, you know, personal, community, collective economy. One thing that I see is relational currency. You know, and my philosophy within my network, if I'm looking to purchase something, I'm purchasing something with people that purchase with me and others that do business collectively together. That way, if we think about it, just what you said there, they could throw $200 billion right in the middle of whatever city, or just like they've done, and just wait and get the money right back from consumerism, right? And then tax you on the money that they gave you. So let me take a right at the bottom of the hour here. We'll share a quick little bit of information about what we do at We Talk Radio. And then on the other side of the hour, we'll talk about some economy-driven conversations and get on to it and get people on to a good way to start their, not just Monday, but the first Monday of November.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
right, there we are. Back on live, man. So we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back, like I said, and talk about how we create the personal economy, the collective economy, open up a platform for people to have thought, you know, vision, sharing, and collectively win together. I'm going to go around the table right there. Mr. Roscoe Leon, you've been doing this for as long as I've been carrying your briefcase with following you around with case and everything else. So, you know, what about building that economy? What would we do?
It's just the way for a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go around there. Thank you. Thank you, B. Ray. Go around there to Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, visionary.
Well, as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, we need to take the funds that we're receiving, whether it's from our job, whether it's from the government, whatever it is, we need to not put it back in their economy, but build our own economy so that we have a system that we can fall back on. We have a system because we built our system. We have the power in our hands. Our mindset can create whatever we want. We got the strongest muscle in our head, which is the brain. It allows us to think. And if we use it wisely, we can create whatever we want to create.
Well, that's powerful right there. I'll share with you where I stand on personal, business, economic development. I believe one of the best models in the world today, one of the best models in the world today for any kind of business, economy, first of all, the personal development platform that it represents is phenomenal. You got to learn to do the follow-up. You got to follow through. We all want to start and own our own enterprises, but we need a platform of learnership, if you will, to have mentors to show us, which I believe in direct sales network marketing as one of those platforms. Leading innovator in the world of home-based business ownership, you know, in this industry, whatever that platform or product might be, the industry is phenomenal. So that's what I, you know, mentor with, train, coach, develop, and work a process of my own. I believe that, you know, once you tap into a system that has success that you can duplicate, you learn something. And that's the model of income-driven society that we have, collective cooperative economics. They call it a lot of different things, but it's about building people. When people help people, things happen. That's biblical. As I say, the grind, Jim Rohn has said it one way, you know, the more, if you help enough people get what they want in life, by default, you'll have everything you want. And network marketing offers that platform. And that's one of the platforms that is really spreading around the world right there. So I'll go out there to a Mr. Neosha Moores, who also sees the platform of direct sales network marketing. And you, as a full-time, out-front United States Postal Service worker, how do you see yourself, as they say, in your industry, giving back the bag and taking care of your family the way he designed for you?
Man, I tell you what, man, we're talking about some good stuff here, brother. I tell you what, we definitely, like Mr. Bill J. Foster said, we definitely got to change our thinking. We're talking about creating an economy and doing something different. If we don't get some type of income or some type of wealth, we can't get this wealth, this loan or this money, and then pour it right back into the system. Quick example is with the stimulus check that the government sent out. You know, my daughter was in Walmart, and she said she saw people buying big screen TVs and all these other little things that they were buying with the money. So Mr. Dale is correct. They put the money right back into the system. What they should have done was either saved it and invested, did something like that, started a business with it that will continue to pay them residually to help their families. and we're talking about changing our thinking. We have to change our thinking, and that's all about the mindset right there. And we go back to that school system and what we were brought up on, our beliefs. Whatever we were taught when we were younger, we activate that in our lives. So we have to change our mindset, because we're going to get what we're going to get if we don't change. So insanity is doing the same old thing, you know, day after day, expecting different results. And that's what we are witnessing here. So anyway, getting back to this bag, I'm working on getting this bag back. And you talk about direct sales and network marketing, which I'm a part of as well. And network marketing is an amazing shortcut for us to cut back many, many years on our actual careers. We don't have to do a 30-year or a 40-year career. We can actually do something in a network marketing team building exercise, and we can cut down some of those years and also be able to provide for our families on a long-term basis. This is powerful, Mr. Owens. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. What I've found in the industry here is no different than work, but it's a transition of the mentally, just like mentality. Sorry, just like we talked about the change mindset, it never looks like what it's supposed to be. So you go to the job, and they say to be there at 9 o'clock, but you're there at 8:15 with coffee and donuts, and man, you got bells and whistles on, and sharp and shaved up and ready to go. Now, for your own business, it's ego. Now, nobody can tell you this and this and that, and the system that's applied here, while it's voluntary, because just like if you purchase a franchise, McDonald's or anything that you see as successful, or open your own donut shop or whatever the case is, guess what? You got to open it up in the morning. You got to be there in the morning. You got to clean the toilet. You got to make sure that the donuts is ready. You got to do the work in there, because it never looks like what it's supposed to look like, man, on the work side of it. But in this industry, it gives you a system that's already prepared to give you the training, the tools, that now you could also make it save and invest it and invest in your donut shop and your platform and everything else. So helping people in an industry is one thing, but the ego of, hey, I want to learn something that I haven't really learned before because I've been taught a system, and that system just doesn't look like what I thought it was going to look like. I'm going to go back around the world because it just makes sense. Dude, I get Mr. Roscoe Leoz back on the line. I know he's a busy man out there. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, B-Ray. Man, as we get ready to close out on the top of the hour, I do want to allow for our amazing panelists to give any, you know, parting words, information of what you may have going on out there. Those of you that are out there listening, thank you. We want you to connect with what we're doing here at We Talk Radio. I do want to take just a second to tell you some great things are happening. If you're looking to expose your business, if you're looking to market your business, you want to have an interview, you'd like to do some commercials, we got some advertising coming out. It's a great time to get on board. You want to contact, if you go to wetalkradio.com, the information will be on there. Look forward to connecting with you. You can email me at kowens@wetalkradio.com. Let me know what we can do, get you on the radio, interview you, find out how we can help you grow your business or get your message out there to the people. And just in closing, I will say this. The mindset has got to be like today, Monday morning. Man, no, the mindset's got to be Monday morning. Man, I'm up. Man, I get a chance. Man, you know what? I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to walk through that door. I'm willing to make that phone call. I'm willing to take that chance. I'm willing to make that investment. Nothing's going to change if you don't change nothing. Go around the panel. It's Dale J. Foster Glenn. Nothing's going to change if we don't change anything. And it never looks like what it's supposed to look like. You're going to have to do the work.
Well, you know, you're saying it exactly right, because we look for others to do the work. But until we have done the work and know what that work looks like, we don't know what to share or have others to do. because we haven't done the work. So we got to put in the work, like you said, the grind. They got to grind. You got to grind first, and then it will start happening. Now, the one thing that I'm going to tell you, I'm looking to interview authors, and I just want to make a connection with you. So we have a site that you can go to called meettheauthors.net, and I'll say that again, meettheauthors.net. Connect with us so we can interview you on your show, on our show. We can get you marketing, get you your books out there. You're not going to just sell your books to family and friends. You're not going to just sell it nationally, but you're going to sell it internationally as well. But you can't do it if we don't hear from you. You got to take action. So, again, go to meettheauthors.net. Find out what we have to offer for authors. If you want to connect with me directly, you can connect with me by calling me at 469-235-8470. Again, that's 469-235-8470. Look forward to hearing from you.
Adele J. Foster Glenn, amazing, amazing, amazing. Always can count on you. This woman is one of my first early mentors, opened the door for me for standing on stage and talking to people. I wouldn't call it, you know, speaking, but it was standing on stage and talking to people. And that door, like you said, you got to go through the door. You just got to go through the door. You've been having that idea. You wanted to write that book. You've been talking about it. You told everybody you're going to do it. You wanted to start the thing. You've been told everybody you wanted to do it. Now you feel sad that they don't think you're ever going to do it. Man, just do it. Go on out there. It's going to hurt anyway. It's going to hurt worse that you didn't ever do it or try. So you might as well try. So connect. If it's that book, man, Adele J. Foster Glenn is the one. I appreciate you all the time. Get with her. Meettheauthors.net right there. Out there going over there, Ontario, California. Rain, sleet, snow, delivering the bag. But he's in six-figure motion on a seven-figure run. My brother's success, man. We're in network marketing. I know, you know, what we stand for. Let me tell you just real briefly the concept of who you're talking to here and the 12 pillars of success of a company that we represent here. Loyalty, documentation, competitive spirit, coachability, accountability, accessibility, transparency, work ethic, integrity, trust, respect, and professionalism. Now, that's a system. That's a philosophy. And that's more than just a business. Neosha, man, tell people who you are, what you're doing, and how they can connect with you, and what kind of difference you're out there to make. Yes, sir.
Man, ooh-wee. Thank you again, my brother. Man, I'll tell you what. We just got to get rid of that old belief system, that old BS. Get rid of that first. And then let's change our thinking. And, man, we out here trying to make a difference in people's lives as well and change their thinking. And people can reach me at neoshamorris@gmail.com. My first and last name together, neoshamorris@gmail.com. And my direct line is 909-816-0094. Again, direct line is 909-816-0094. If you're looking to change your life, change your thinking, we have an opportunity out here in the direct sale and network marketing arena. We are in the travel business, in the business of travel. So we are positioning people to leave a legacy for their families where they can get paid for generations to come. So this business will outlast you. It will bless your family for many, many years. Get in contact with us, myself and Mr. Owens, and let us help you change your thinking so you can change your life. Have a great day, sir. Appreciate you, man. An amazing panel. Thanks again.
There you go right there, man. And
I have a question. It's a gentleman on the line that would like to know if anyone can help them start an LLC. He has a question. Can I go ahead and bring him in?
You already do.
All right.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Oh.
There you go, sir.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. Man, you got back in the day they used to have that call where you could be talking on the line and then the emergency operator come in. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
That's what you old. That's the old call right there, man. That's VIP call. Tell me about it, sir.
Hey, good day to you. Good day to everybody. Yeah, I've been thinking about starting and get an LLC so various things that I plan to do, I could run it through that so-called entity, and I was wondering if there's anybody in your group that does those things, or do you things yourself? You know, what do you think about it, basically?
Great question, sir. I'll set you up with a consultation where you can make the decision which is the best route to go. The LLC is a small business corporation. It's a lot of different ways depending on your structure. So that you can also get minority women-owned certification, and which will allow you for whatever your industry is to be able to get viable, you know, contracts that are available with certain certifications. What city are you in? What city and state are you in, sir?
I'm in Hartsville, South Carolina. Hartsville, South Carolina, Florence, Darlington area.
Hartsville, South Carolina. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give my information here. If you take a pen and paper and catch this down, send me your information, and I'll make the connection with you and find out how we can help you do that, sir. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Amazing. And your name again, tell the people what you do since you're on here, your vision. That's what this whole show is about. Glad you chimed in.
Well, I want to get into merchant ship. I don't know about international as of yet, but definitely local, you know, distributing products. Various kinds.
Absolutely. Well, honored to have you on. Give B-Ray, our amazing producer there, your information so she could get it to me as well. And as I close out the show, I'll put my information in out there, and you can email me, check me out online, and then we'll communicate. Get you set up. How's that sound?
That sounds well. Very well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, as we get ready to round it off for the top of the hour, as Mr. Neosha said, I know, Neosha, that you also do a 7 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday, on a Zoom where you share that concept, and you could go there with solutionsoversituations.biz. That'll take you right to that Zoom. That's 7 a.m., top of the morning. Just be ready to get on that grind in just a minute. Monday through Friday, so you can tap in right there. That's solutionsoversituations.biz. You can go right to that. That'll take you to the Zoom. You can catch up with me at KijanaOwens.com. Go there. I want you to check out what I got going on. I've got a couple of seminars, workshops. You can see a few of the activities that I have going. I want you to look at that book, The 7 Keys to Success. There is a downloadable version on the website, so that's free right there. You purchase it, it's $14.99. That's blue shipping and handling. 7 keys to success. Start now. Use what you have. Control what you know. Complete what you start. Execute your plan. Share your success and stand for something. Now, we're talking about activating F. Change mind, changes things. You don't change the mindset, nothing changes. The way you see the world is because you see the world through the eyes of what's now. See the world through the eyes of what's coming. We know now, we always say, I wish I knew then what I know now. So the crime in that is knowing what you know now and not applying it to what will happen. See, that's where regret comes in. Right now is an amazing time. You could look at this time this way, or you could look at the time of now that way. And I choose to look at the time of now as an opportunity to prepare myself for the greatness to come. I hope you do too. My name is Kijana Owens. This has been the Morning Grind Radio Show at WeTalkRadioNetwork.com. Reach out to me at KijanaOwens.com. You can email me at KijanaOwensInc@gmail.com. Send that information to me. Phone number, text me, 909-686-1698. That's 909 909-
866-1698. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com every Monday morning, 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Chime in, tune in, get in, speak up, share your concept. We love you. Have an amazing week. Succeed on purpose. Success, love, see you. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.